My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Guardians not necessarily on a good one right now. They've lost 3 in a row. You blink, they've lost 3 in a row. Not so great. But they have a doubleheader today. They can make up for it. They have a doubleheader on Friday. It means they're going to play 4 games in the course of 3 days. That might not be very good, but they're still up 4 games in the division. To discuss all these numbers, we welcome in Zach Meisel from The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter, at Zach Meisel. Zach, how the hell are you?
Did I hear you refer to my same-named colleague this morning as Eeyore?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the persona. He's the real life personification of Eeyore, Zach Jackson.
Does that make so? Are you Winnie the Pooh in this scenario?
Yeah. I am overweight, and I don't wear pants
not wearing
very often.
Pants right now, I can vouch.
Yeah. I said belly button exposed, shirt too small.
I said that about Albert Bell when he got arrested at the spring training game. By the way,
that he was Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, because he wasn't wearing pants. Anyway, speaking of Albert Bell, Jose Ramirez has officially passed him on the all-time list, correct?
Yeah. You know, the top three home run hitters in team history are Jim Thome, Jose Ramirez, and Albert Bell. So two guys who were built like the hulking sluggers that you all envisioned, and then a guy who's like 5'9".
Yeah, that's an easy transition for me. When it's all said and done for Jose, like I've always said, okay, there's Bob Feller a couple spots, and then we can start the list. Could Jose reach Bob Feller status? Could he be above him?
Probably not. You know, Feller missed 4 years with serving in the military.
We can't leave that. I mean, we're talking legendary status there for serving in World War II, for crying out loud.
Right.
But you understand what I'm saying.
I think he has that larger-than-life feeling to people, that aura. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can touch that. I do think, you know, and I don't know that people realize like what Nap Lajoie or Tris Speaker or Shoeless Joe Jackson, the numbers they put up 110 years ago. So yeah, if you're talking about like the last century of Cleveland baseball, he's going to be on the short list. And you know, I think people will, if they don't already, because it's easy to take it for granted. And even I've talked to guys in the organization who catch themselves taking him for granted currently. But there will reach a point where I think it really sinks into everybody. And maybe he has to win a title for this to happen, but where you'll realize, like, this guy stayed here. People don't play their entire careers in one place anymore. And he's going to be so rare to have done that. And, you know, his numbers he'll benefit that way. You know, if Jim Thome stayed here for another 5 years, he'd be at 500 some home runs and no one would ever touch that record. Instead, Jose Ramirez is going to pass him in a couple years. So, yeah, I think he's going to hit some rarefied air here, and he'll be, you know, maybe on the Mount Rushmore of Cleveland baseball players of the last century.
All right, Zach, it gets a little tenuous over the next few days because of the doubleheaders. Obviously, you're going to be getting Alex Cobb, perhaps a debut this weekend. How do you feel right now about where they are situated pitching-wise? How are they going to get through this next week or so?
Yeah, they need one of those games where you just win 9-1. That would help a lot. They haven't had a ton of those lately, and I think you're seeing the way that they've had to do this, and this doesn't – what they did at the trade deadline doesn't alleviate any of this because the guys you're going to be relying on are coming off significant injuries, so you are also going to be praying that they can go five innings just like you are praying all your other starters get through five. So when they win, it feels like they have to empty the bullpen and cycle through Cade Smith and Hunter Gaddis and Tim Herron and Emmanuel Clase, and so it makes it difficult so that when it's, you know, when you're in a close game and maybe you're a run or two behind, it's, you have to use some of your long relievers or those guys who you wouldn't trust in a critical situation, and then it gets away from you. And it feels like they just need a big win, a blowout win where they can breathe easy. Because what's going to be tough here is, you know, you're not going to use Class A in both ends of a doubleheader, right? So you're going to need someone else who you trust to pitch the ninth inning potentially if you win the first game, let's say. So it's a little tricky to navigate through. And the big thing is this is a huge series this weekend. Four games in about 51 hours against the team that's nipping at your heels. So you obviously need to get through today. The off day tomorrow helps immensely, but you need to find a way to get through that series where you aren't just winning 3-2 and your starter goes 3 1/3 innings and your bullpen covers the rest. Like that's the biggest thing here, because I think they're built for the playoffs with that bullpen. And, you know, if the offense can be more like what they've been the last few weeks, but just getting there is painful. Like to survive the next 7 weeks, the way starting rotation has been going, I don't know that that's viable.
There was actually a comment made to me by a friend yesterday. They said, you know, around the sixth inning, they've been a little leaky anymore in their bullpen where they weren't before. You seem to not share that opinion. Tell me why.
Well, I think Scott Barlow's had a couple rough outings in a row. Nick Sandlin's had a really rough time since he came back from the injured list. But, you know, Cade Smith had one shaky appearance the other night, and it's his first since, like, I don't know, April. I mean, it's that those guys at the back end, four or five deep, have created this unfair expectation that they're never going to allow a run. I mean, Hunter Gaddis says his ERA is like one. It's insane. We all remember when he blew like three straight games against the Braves and the Astros. That was 3.5 months ago, and he's been nearly perfect since then. So they've created this illusion that, you know, every single bullpen is automatic, and but that is part of the point, though, is you can't only rely on those guys, and you can't rely on those guys every single game. So whether it's the rotation or it's Barlow and Sandlin being more consistent or getting Sam Hentges back from the injured list, they need just more people that they can trust, and I think that's the issue right now, especially when, as Anthony said, like you're going into a really strange, difficult part of the schedule.
Early returns on Lane Thomas, Zach?
Really intriguing set of skills, and you would prefer he could hit right-handers a little bit better. It crushes lefties, like, you know, all those part-time players like Rayburn and Brandon Guyer and Jordan Luplo, like, he is that against lefties. You just want him to be a little better than those guys were against righties, especially because he's got an elite arm in the outfield, elite speed. So he has the potential to be a really good player. I mean, this guy hit 28 home runs last year. He's already got a career high in stolen bases this year. So we need to see more, because if he can be a guy who hits second every day and can play center or right, steal bases. Like, that's, there's a lot of value there. But if he's nearly unplayable against righties, then that's, you know, we've seen those platoon guys come and go.
If the postseason started now, what does their rotation look like?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Like today?
He laughs.
Literally today?
Yeah, I said right now. Today.
Oh, man. Well, I think you're going to see Tanner Bibee this weekend in Minnesota, so that helps. So I would say him and Ben Lively, and then pull a name out of a hat.
You're kidding.
Like, I mean,
they really are just going to pull a name out of a hat?
No, he's not being serious. Okay. He's not Romeo Crennel.
Well, yeah,
he flipped
a coin. That's
not what Stephen Vogt is. But
I prefer picking the name out of the hat. It says you have more choices.
Yeah, the hope is that...
Coin's only got two sides.
The hope is that once you have 2 months to get Gavin Williams to realize his potential, basically, because he's clearly still trying to find some sort of rhythm after missing 3 months. You'd love for him to be an answer here. You know, Alex Cobb certainly has the experience and still has the stuff. He was an all-star last year, but I haven't seen him pitch since like 2013, so I have no idea what to expect from him. You'd hope that he can be in this conversation. Like, I think if they got to a 7-game series, those are the four guys that you want pitching, but there's still work to do to even get to those four.
Manuel Class A, are you going to be leading the effort to get him more recognition, maybe to the tune of AL Cy Young?
So I was looking into this, and I was thinking about what are the ingredients that have to exist for a closer to be in that conversation. And like, Eric Gagne won it 20 years ago, and he had like 135 strikeouts, and his ERA was 1-something and 50 something saves. Like, that, it was, the numbers were insane. But there were some good starting pitchers that year too. And I don't know how I think voters have sort of trended away from that. Zach Britton in 2016 had an ERA of 0.50. I think he allowed 4 runs all season. That's where Class A is at right now too. But that year, like, Rick Porcello won the Cy Young Award, and his numbers were okay for a Cy Young winner. They weren't great. So I actually would have been okay with Britton getting more consideration that year. I think he finished 4th. So for Class A, like, I think he probably can't allow an earned run the rest of the year. He's got to get that. I think the ERA is.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's how this works. And you know, you need there to be a non-obvious answer at Cy Young. So, you know, right now it's like Tarek Skubal, Corbin Burns would be in the conversation. There's a couple other guys. And I don't know that anyone's like head and shoulders above the rest. But if, you know, if someone's got an ERA of like 230, they're probably going to win. Just because people value that over 190 innings ahead of, you know, Class A if he's got a 0.60 ERA in 75. So it's going to be tough. You have to do something that you never, ever see. And I think he's, you know, he's got a chance to do that. He's got to be probably perfect or close to it the rest of the way. And then he's got to hope that it's just like there's five or six guys who have similar numbers, and it's hard to differentiate.
Is there anyone in the starting lineup that worries you at the plate right now? Worries you sincerely?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Other than Brian Rocchio?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Andrés Giménez. You know, he's been a little better lately, but he's just all the contact is weak. It looks like he's so defensive up there, and I don't know what needs to change to get him back to the way he was 2 years ago. But that seems, I mean, now it seems like a distant memory almost. So there's concern there. I would say they still don't quite have an answer on what they're doing with this outfield rotation. I would say David Fry, who's been dreadful, especially against right-handers for the last 2 months. I would probably get Kyle Manzardo up here pretty soon. Yeah, I mean, it's probably half the lineup, but they've done a good enough job of mixing and matching to this point that it's masked some of those deficiencies.
I'm not challenging you. I want you to school me here. I'm serious about this, Zach. Where you mentioned Andrés Giménez, I go, he's got a 10-game hitting streak. But you're like, we got to go deeper than the numbers is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm thinking big picture here. Uh-huh. And I'm just, is this guy, what happened to the guy I saw in 22? Where he was, his batting average never dipped below, I think, 290 after like the first few games of the season. And he was getting hit by a pitch every other game. So that helped the on-base percentage. I think he hit 17 home runs. He had a bunch of doubles. You know, it was, that's why he got the contract he got. So it's just, and I'm not discounting what he's done. I mean, I said he's been a little better lately, but he's got five home runs. And he never hits the ball hard. His chase rate's terrible. So it's making a lot of contact with pitches that he can't make solid enough contact with to get a hit. And I don't know how he gets back to that guy he was 2 years ago. And I mostly say it just because, like, I like the Lane Thomas addition. I think it lengthens the lineup a little bit. I like what Noel's given them in spurts. And I just think if you have Giménez hitting well and he's hitting like seventh, you know, that all of a sudden the lineup looks so much deeper. So they need him.
When you hear that Brian Rocchio wants to be Jose Ramirez, what's your thoughts?
I mean, I think every single young player who comes up does. And Ramirez, to his credit, because I never would have imagined this when he was their age 10 years ago, has turned into an incredible leader. And, you know, it's not surprising. It was, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Carlos Carrasco the other day because he's one of the few people in this organization who watched Jose Ramirez when he came up in 2013. And I was saying, like, did you ever envision that he'd one day pass Albert Bell on the home run list? And he said, of course not. He said, I remember him coming up in September of that year and for the wild card game, and his job was to just be a pinch runner. And now he's one of the most well-rounded players in baseball. So, I mean, it's not a bad role model to have. And there's some, you know, I'm not going to compare Rocchio and Ramirez, but there's a reason that he can study Jose Ramirez, you know, switch hitters and good defenders who, you know, Ramirez started out as a shortstop. So there's a lot there, I think, that you can try to study and follow. But I also think Jose Ramirez is just one of a kind with baseball instincts that I've never seen out of any other player.
15 seconds. Do you think Jose Ramirez is the face of Cleveland sports currently?
I do. I think the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns can always change that. Although I guess in this situation, it's a little different, but yeah, I think so. And I think if they make a deep playoff run, he can really cement that.
Zach Meisel, he's the best. Follow him on Twitter, at Zach Meisel on Twitter. Zach, we thank you very much for the time, buddy.
You got it, guys. I'm just trying not to be Eeyore. That's all.
Trust me, you will never be as dour as that person. Don't you worry about that, buddy.
Take care, fellas.
Goodbye.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.